Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week, tonight actually, begins the holiday of Sukkos, and this Shabbos is not a Torah reading from the weekly progression of the Torah, but rather a holiday-related reading, and I'd like to focus on an idea of the Sukkos holiday. On Sukkos, we have two major mitzvahs, that of the living in the Sukkah, and the obligation to take the four species, the Dalaminim. There are some other mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be joyful on Sukkos, but these are the two major mitzvahs that really identify the holiday. And I want to focus for a few moments on the idea of the four species, the lulav, the palm branch, the esrog, the citron, the hadas, the myrtle branch, and the arava, the willow branch. There's a very great deal of discussion over the symbolism and the importance and why these four things are commanded, why we are commanded to take these four items, why God saw fit to have us use these four items. But I'd like to just focus on one idea of them. And again, there's endless layers of depth to these things, but one idea I'd like to share with you. And that is that we find that these four items parallel four different types of people. The esrog, the citron, represents a person who has both good deeds and Torah, because the citron, the esrog, is edible. May not be popular for eating today, but it is edible, often made into jam and so on. And it has a nice smell to it. And this represents a person who has both Torah and good deeds. A person who is knowledgeable and studies Torah and is involved in mitzvos, in doing good things. The lulav, the palm branch, comes from a date palm. And so dates are edible, and while the palm branch doesn't have a particularly fragrant aroma, but it does have the dates, and this represents the individual who is focused on Torah, but does not necessarily have a lot of good deeds. Not to say that he's a wicked person, but is not one who excels above and beyond, is not remarkable in his performance of mitzvos necessarily. We have the hadas, the myrtle branch, which has a very good aroma. In fact, it's often used for the havdalah spices, the myrtle branch leaves. But the berries are not particularly edible. And this represents the person who has good deeds, but not particularly excellent in Torah study. And we have the arava, the willow branch, which has neither edible fruit, nor does it have a particularly good aroma. And this represents a person who is bereft of both. And the Torah tells us to take all four species together, and in fact we tie together three out of the four species, and they are taken together, and even when one takes them, one is supposed to put the esrog next to the other three species. And the idea is a unifying theme of putting together all the different types of people together into one bundle for the Sukkot holiday. And it's the idea of unity, of everyone coming together. Now, what's interesting is that on Hoshana Rabbah, we take the willow branch by itself on the seventh day of Sukkos, the final day of the Chol HaMoed, of the intermediate days. We take the willow branch by itself, and when we're done with it, we beat it on the ground. And there's an idea that the reason why we beat it is because the willow branch, being bereft of both Torah and mitzvos, represents evil, and we bang it on the ground to beat evil out. And the question is then, why does the willow branch then end up in the bundle? If it needs to be beaten out, we don't take the willow branch from the lulav bundle and beat it. We take other willow branches and beat them on the ground. And the idea is that the wicked person has a chance, has hope, when he connects himself to the other parts of the Jewish people who do have merits to their name, who do have righteousness, who do have goodness. And this individual who is bereft of Torah and mitzvos, by being tied together, by unifying himself, by connecting to other elements of the Jewish people, shows that he's looking to grow, he's looking to connect, and right now he may not be where he wants to be, but there's hope for him. He can be brought back to goodness because he's tied together, he's connected to the Jewish people. But the willow branch in of itself, when it separates itself, when it stands by itself, a representation of something bereft of any goodness, then there's no hope. It has to be destroyed. It has to be beaten on the ground. And as we moved through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and now we come to Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the period of returning to God and of repenting for our misdeeds, we come to Sukkos and we try to better ourselves. A major element and a major idea of Sukkos is the idea of coming together as a nation, not just coming together as individuals, each of us doing our own thing, but coming together so that we can grow from each other and become better people. If we're just looking for unity, just so that we can make believe that we're all together, but really, we're not really looking to grow, so then we end up with the willow branch standing by itself. The idea of the four species is, yes, we have to come together, but we have to come together in a way that we can grow from each other, become better people, be influenced in a positive way. That's the message of the four species. That's how we can grow through Sukkot and become better people and come closer to God through this wonderful holiday. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful, happy, rain-free Sukkot.